delighted to be joined by former Monaghan player and current Sky Sports analyst Dick Clerkin. Well, Dick, 8 points in at the end, but I think a lot of people would say it's probably over at halftime.
It was. The Donegal, even though they started slowly, you know, Roscommon brought a lot of intensity, got off to a great start as the first half grew. You could just see Donegal just sort of, you know, grasping the match and really dictating the terms of engagement. You know, Michael Murphy started to come into it, and they sort of built enough of a lead to really put it beyond doubt, because Donegal teams, you know, they're as good as any protecting the lead. Now they got a bit sloppy, they had a lot of wides, it could have been a lot more in the end, but I think, you know, they set the platform in that really, that second quarter, as you said, to put the game beyond doubt.
And Donegal were probably in a better position today to play Michael Murphy in a more advanced role. Now, I know for Sky Sports you ended up giving him the man of the match, but really he really was the key difference today, and it's good that Donegal can push him further up.
Yeah, big debate, as in most games now, Michael Murphy is where you play him. You know, you can see, you've seen glimpses in the first half. I think he got a turnover on Sean McDermott in the Donegal half, which turned into a Donegal score, and he does that very effectively when it's needed. But as the game grew on, you've seen that the Donegal players didn't really need him out the middle. They were quite confident winning their own kickouts and winning a lot of Roscommons, so he was able to play more forward and be that outlet, and he wasn't just a target man. It wasn't just as simple as hoofing ball into him. It was the way that when Donegal came forward with the ball, that he was able to come out and he was getting that ball in an advanced position, as opposed to maybe coming onto it late. And you just seeing, we probably had to look back to, I think it was, it's a few years back when he played that really full out traditional full forward type role, where he was getting on ball, sort of kicking 5 or 6 points from play. You just forget how an absolute joy to watch it really is.
And you've had many battles with Donegal down the years, we don't need to go into them, but when you see Michael Murphy coming further out the field, Are you more content with that from an opposition point of view?
I wouldn't say that, because, you know, in plenty of those games he was as influential out around the middle. It just, what they had was a Paddy McBrady or maybe a Colin McFadden inside that was able to get the score, so they were able to cope without him. Now the reality is, now unfortunately for Donegal, and when you see them, how competent in all areas they have developed as a team and the way they play, what a miss Paddy McBrady is, because at the end of the day, Michael Murphy can only be in one place at one time. You know, against better teams, they're going to need his influence out around the middle. They're not going to, you know, Roscommon's probably the weakest team in the Super 8s, you know, when they come up with against the bigger teams, you know, against Instant Throne, and then hopefully for them in All Ireland semi-final, they're going to need his experience out around the middle, so therefore they'd be shorn of his input up front. So that's going to ultimately, I feel, whereas this Donegal team will fall short in All Ireland, because with a Paddy McBrady and with Michael Murphy in the form that he's in and the young players coming through, this Donegal team isn't too far away. I've been really, really serious All Ireland.
Yeah, and finally, Dick, because I know you need to go at this moment, is it Dublin? And then the rest, Galway, Kerry, Tyrone.
Listen, yes, but it's too simplistic to put it like that. Like at the end of the day, it'll all boil down to one game on first Sunday in September, now that it is now. You could throw a blanket over maybe 4 or 5 of the teams that are coming behind Dublin. You know, Galway, yeah, putting their head up. But again, they don't have maybe the big game experience that, say, a Donegal do have. So I wouldn't put much money on any other team coming out of that pack, and at the end of the day, one of those teams is going to face off in Dublin. I don't think Dublin are just operating at the level that they have been. Donegal should be thinking that they can get to that All-Ireland final, and we've seen Donegal from the past, they can cause the upset against the big teams on the big day when it suits them, and they'll take a lot of heart again out of the day.